welcome to the first and only episode of Monkeying Around. I'm your host, Jaden.
And I'm Carl, here with Jaden.
And I'm Josh, here with Jaden and Carl.
Today we're gonna debate a little bit whether a gorilla or a grizzly would win in a fight, because I know you all are curious. So,
based on the facts.
Yeah, you gotta remember there's no objective winner. And it's all pretty much theoretical, but we all know who would really win.
Yeah.
The grizzly.
Nah. Oh, hell nah.
Alright, well, I guess I'll go first talking about what I think. So, me personally, I got a feeling that the grizzly bear might take this fight just because they're a lot bigger than the gorillas are. They're a lot faster. They're kind of just ruthless killers. And I got some more reasons for you, but I'll let Josh and Carl drop their 2 cents first.
It's a good take right there, but I think I got to say the gorilla's going to hold that one.
Come on now.
I'm going to have to agree with Josh. I think the gorilla, it's slimmer,
yeah.
It's stronger, I think, maybe.
It's got to be quicker.
Yeah, it might be quicker. It's just built like a, it's built better.
Here's my reasoning here. So, I've seen people wrestling bears.
Grizzly bears?
Grizzly bears.
Okay.
And humans. So, obviously, the bear wasn't like aggressively attacking the person, but they were wrestling and the person was like in it, you know?
Right.
So like what I'm thinking is a gorilla is just like a way bigger, stronger, more vicious person.
Yeah.
And if a grizzly bear can stay in a fight with a human, then why couldn't a gorilla completely obliterate a grizzly?
I mean, that's fair.
Let me just say my 2 cents really quick. I agree with what Josh said. Now tell me this.
Okay.
You can train a grizzly bear, but try and train a gorilla. Try and train that thing. You ain't getting nowhere.
Who's ever trained a grizzly bear?
It's a vicious killer.
What are you training them to do?
People, have you seen them in movies?
Yeah, I've seen gorillas in movies.
What movie?
Ooh. All right, moving on. I got some stats for you all. I think you guys would be surprised to hear that the grizzly bear is a lot faster than the gorilla. They they go like 35 miles an hour on a good day, when gorillas are over here with 25 miles an hour, which is peak Usain Bolt, if you weren't aware.
Okay.
It's not bad. The heaviest gorilla ever recorded was 589, when they have an average of 300 pounds, while while you got grizzly bears over here, they've been known to be up to 2,200 pounds.
Okay, well.
And they're usually peaking around 1,500.
My auntie weighs 400 pounds. I don't think she's going to kick my ass.
It's okay. The heart of the beast, not the size that matters.
Okay, well, gorillas, they're known to be anywhere from 4 to 20 times stronger than a human. It's kind of a wide range, but it's a lot stronger than a human. And I don't know if you guys knew this, but in 1910, a gorilla in Uganda picked up a man, held him over his head, and just ripped the dude's head off.
Oh, man.
Just ripped it off. They found his body headless. Man. I mean, that's pretty messed up. And I feel like that's a good testament of just how strong these gorillas really are.
I agree.
But the biggest thing that the gorillas got going for them is their bite force. 1,300 pounds per square inch.
Jeez.
That's double that of a lion.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
That thing is ripping through a grizzly.
Dude, it's biting through that thing. But the thing is that...
it's biting that thing bad, boy.
It's gnawing
on that puppy.
Okay, but the thing is, too, that grizzly bears have thicker skin, and they have hair that makes it so they can take harder hits and cuts. Okay. While you got... gorillas over here with like super thin skin that cuts super easily because they're herbivores and they mainly only eat vegetables. So they're not really built for like fighting and killing.
Okay.
While you got the grizzly bears over here that are, I mean, they instinctually know how to fight and wrestle. And I mean, how can you beat that?
Fair enough. That's a fair point. But let me say this.
I'm listening.
Back to my point. What if a gorilla catches a bear lacking while it's hibernating?
Ooh. that drone's sleepy.
Yeah, I mean, he might have the upper hand on that one.
I think that gives him the upper hand that bears are out for like a fourth of the year.
This is true. But I feel like we're kind of assuming that both animals are awake.
Yeah, but...
And that they're like in kill mode. They're ready to kill.
Okay, fine, fine.
That's a good point, though.
All right. Back to you.
I mean, I need my beauty rest, too, so...
All winter, though?
Nah. Gorillas, they're known to be up to 6'5", with 5'1 on average, which is it's pretty tall, I'd say. 6'5", 5'1". It's pretty tall. They're not really known for using strategy when they attack. They kind of just, they kind of bite, and they just flail their arms a little bit.
You're telling me bears got some strategy?
Oh, yeah. They got instinctual abilities to wrestle and fight.
Okay.
Did you not know this?
Okay.
I just feel like this is kind of common knowledge.
Yeah,
but...
I felt like that too. But...
Yeah? Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know, but they're, grizzly bears, actually, when they first came to the Americas, back in the good old 1500s, they were known to, they'd like have like these Colosseum fights pretty much, where they'd put these like bulls that were like 1.5 to 2.5 times the weight. I didn't actually write it down, so I don't know what it was. They would fight other grizzly bears and they'd be up to 2.5 times the weight, and the grizzly bears would win pretty much every single time.
Well, that just sounds inhumane to me.
Okay, well, I don't really think
that sounds like a whole lot of ruckus.
Hey, yeah. I'm just the messenger, all right?
All right, well.
I'm just the one with the notes.
Right. But wait, doesn't that kind of go back to, doesn't that eliminate the weight factor then? Because, like, think about this, like, if a grizzly can do that to things that weigh that much more than it, then how come a gorilla couldn't do that to a grizzly bear?
I think weight's off the table.
Yeah, let's take weight off the...
no more weight.
But abilities, still on the table.
Yeah. Well, you also got... grizzly bears, as I said earlier, that the gorilla's got a 1,300 PSI bite force. The grizzly bear has a 1,250 PSI bite force. Obviously, that that differs from grizzly to grizzly, but it's pretty comparable.
I also think that a gorilla is going to be way more flexible and able to control the grizzly in a fight, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Because, I mean, to play devil's advocate here, you'd have to assume that the... you got to think that the gorilla is going to be a little bit stronger than the grizzly bear. Like, he's just going to be able to use his arms and move them around a bit better than the grizzly bear can.
Yeah,
but I just don't. I think the size difference, it's just, I mean, it's really no competition.
Well, here's what I think. You were saying bears, they're natural wrestlers, right? But
yeah, they have that instinctual ability to just fight and wrestle. I mean, you should look it up. There's videos of grizzly bears just going at it.
Okay, I'll look it up. But... here's the thing. If a gorilla were to wrestle a grizzly, it's on 2 feet. It has a major advantage, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Well, grizzlies, they can be on 2 feet, too. That's how they wrestle and fight.
Could, but then they're all off balance. Yeah, they're all off. They're too heavy. They can't hold themselves.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of just throwing weight around.
Come on. And here's the thing. Here's another thing. A right hook from the grizzly, I think it's gonna stop
a right hook from a grizzly.
A right hook from a gorilla. That's gonna catch that grizzly lacking.
Don't stun that job.
I don't think it's got a chance. It can't swing back. It's gonna have to wrestle. But a gorilla don't play that.
This is true. I mean, not that it really matters for a right hook, but they their thumbs aren't too opposable, so not be able to grab on and stuff. Well, no, you're right. A right hook from a gorilla might not be. I mean, that might be lethal.
It might not be something you want.
Let me just
put it that way.
Yeah, no, nobody would want that. Let me just spit some notes at you guys real quick.
Some knowledge?
Yeah, I'll spit some knowledge real quick. I'll make a speed round out of it. The gorillas, they're not known for using strategy, and they mainly attack with their bite. I think I already said that. They're known for slap boxing and kind of flailing around, so they're not really, like, punching and stuff. They're just, like, slapping and... moving around quickly. Kind of to the point I was saying earlier about them having thin skin, they're herbivores, which means they're not really built to kill each other. So they don't have, like I said, the grizzly bear's got instinctual, like, abilities and stuff, when the gorilla, not so much, because they're just over there munching on some celery.
Can I pause you real quick?
Yeah.
I have one more thing that I just thought about. There's no way a grizzly's change of direction is as good of a as a gorilla's.
Because they're so much bigger.
Yeah, and like they're on 4 feet, okay, and they can't really get around like a gorilla can. Mm-hmm. Let's say, so back to the top speed. A gorilla might be slower top speed, but it'll be way quicker in terms of fight speed, you know?
True, yeah.
Like top speed and fight speed, two different things.
Yeah. Well, and to be fair, I mean, what it's not like their speed is really going to determine who the winner is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like just because the grizzly bear is a bit faster.
Yeah, so but. What? So, yeah, exactly. Sorry, keep going.
Some more notes for you. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of William H. Ashley. Anyone?
Never heard
of him? All right. Well, he was a trapper back in the 1820s. He studied grizzly bears. Here's some quotes from my man, Dub H.A. He was saying that the grizzly bear has no fear of man, near impossible to kill. They're excellent swimmers.
Wow.
I don't think gorillas can swim very well, just saying. And
fair point.
And they must be shot in the eye / their head to be killed, and bullets only infuriate them, and if you run, you're dead. It's wow. GG's.
I mean, wow.
I don't know. Okay, if William H. Ashley's saying that, then I mean, I would have messed with them personally.
Well, let me say this. I think my mind has been changed today. And
really?
Here's the reason because of it, but for it. At the end of the day, the gorilla might have the build. It might have the right hook, but it doesn't have the experience and it doesn't have the natural instincts.
Mm-hmm.
To fight.
Yeah,
that's what I've been saying.
And at the end of the day, that's all you need. You just need to be a fighter.
It's all about experience.
And if you're not a fighter, you're going to lose the fight.
Yeah.
True that.
Yeah.
I got to say, I'm on the same page.
Team Gorilla or Team Grizzly here?
Team Grizzly.
All right, well, we're all Team Grizzly here now.
Man.
See? I'm glad I could change some minds today. Enlighten y'all.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I needed that.
Thank you.
Of course. Well, I think this just about concludes our episode of Monkeying Around. So, any last notes, fellas?
Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Thank you, thanks for hearing us out.
Hope we change some minds out there too, not just here in the studio.
Yeah.
All right. Love you, fellas.
Love you.